Well, I'm going to probably record a couple of these back to back because I've got a couple different things to talk about on two disparate topics, and I did skip a day yesterday, not intentionally, but just because I can't find a place to record that's quiet. As you can hear, I'm disturbed by freeway noises. Anywhere in the hotel, I'm disturbed by people, kids and Chinese or Taiwanese people running up and down and yakking at all hours of the night. It's bizarre. And the lobby and noises and... Anyway, I'm outside as far away from the freeway as I can get without, like, wandering into a dark, scary park at 10 or 11 or whatever it is, which I don't think is a good idea. Anyway, yesterday was Saturday, and we, James and I, that is, headed off into the woods again and picked up Michelle and Chuan. And from all accounts, they had a blast. Chuan being quite reserved, I was rather amused by the comment that the chairman, I believe, of Camp Quest West said to me. She said, "Your wife's just really wonderful. I mean, she's really quiet, but she just had those girls there on time and, you know, structured." And that just sounds so much like my wife. It's not even funny. I mean, that's what they comment on at her school, too. She has the kids. Although I think she was doing older kids, so I doubt very much that she put them through boot camp on the first day. Huh. Now there's funny noises coming out of the scary park. I was drifting a little closer, but I think I might just drift a little bit further away. There's definitely something in the park, and it is pitch black and overgrown and no lights. And so there's nobody got any business being in that park at this time. So I'll just walk away from it. Anyway, we drove up there. Michelle had a great time. She did spend 10 hours in the infirmary with a stomach problem, and she missed the overnight outdoor camp out, which she was very upset about. But the rest of the time, she had a great time. And so really made a whole bunch of friends that she wants to keep in touch with, which I guess she's getting to the age where she can email and phone people, I suppose. Gonna have to let her do that someday. So that was all good. We came back into town, and this time we're staying in Covina, I think. And Priceline has delivered us into the Radisson 3-star hotel for a reasonable price. And I will talk about that in another recording. We have been having much luck getting Chuan and the rest of the family up to somewhere to eat, specifically Din Tai Fung and Simbala, which is the place nearby, which I mentioned earlier, had the really great pork chop rice. And didn't have much luck today either. But that, yeah, I guess I could pass it on. I have enough time. We took the kids into the Museum of Natural History of Los Angeles, which is an old 1913 thing. It's right by the Coliseum, which is where the Incredible Hulk falls down, a football player. And it was really nice. They didn't have it before, but they've added a Hall of Dinosaurs. And it's really, I mean, it's not, you know, British Museum of Natural History or Smithsonian level, but it's very nice and wonderful little interactive touch displays for the kids to describe and teach them about it. And all very, very nice. It's a really good job. Anybody who's in LA should come see it. And the rest of the museum is quite nice, too. And that was basically what we did today, except for trying to get into Din Tai Fung, which was backed up 40 minutes every time we tried. So we ended up with pizza, which is not a loss on my part. Talk to you soon. Sooner than you might think.